The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are started.
Why
we're up
I
and running.
I don't understand why you would turn it on in the middle of an argument, though.
It's not an argument. It's a discussion. It's a discussion.
It's a discussion. Okay. So, people, please stop tweeting me that Rich is chewing gum and you don't want to listen to the podcast anymore because you can hear the gum, because I've just had a discussion with him and he tells me he cannot go 1 hour without chewing his gum. So, that's that. If you can't handle it, thank you for listening as much as you did. Goodbye.
I don't listen. I don't chew it the whole podcast, every podcast. Okay.
Well, so. We were just about to start the podcast, and I watched you put in a piece of gum. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, but I took one out, too.
You took one out and then put a new one in.
Yes. You know, I'm not chewing it. It's up in my lip right now.
Yeah, but
now.
You can still hear it. That's the thing.
You can't hear it. It's,
well, I'm then not, why would people say that if they can't
hear it? They hear it when I chew it, but I'm not going to.
Well, I can hear the juice that you need to swallow in your mouth.
That was from the sip of coffee I just took.
Okay, I can't. You're just unwilling to admit that there's anything wrong at all with you, that there are places where you could improve, you know. Well, do you not think, like, that it would be an improvement to the podcast, which you always talk about, which you love doing, which is, like, the greatest thing ever in your
mind?
Well,
you think I love doing this every week? You think I love this? I do. I do love it. Okay? I love it because I love giving to the fan.
Oh, God.
I love giving back.
But then when you're like, we got to do it better, or we got to, like, do this, or we got to do a good one. But it never involves anything of you doing anything different.
Well, but here's the thing. I love doing it. You hate doing it. So why?
I don't hate doing it, but I don't like this.
Complain.
No, because it's hard to do something with somebody who refuses to change anything, or you tell me don't be on your phone and then you're on your phone, or you know, it's just like being with
a hypocrite.
I don't even know if that's right, because you're not even a hypocrite, sort of. I don't know. It's somebody that's actually deeper than you are. You're just selfish. You're just doing whatever you feel like doing.
I'm doing whatever it takes to get by. Mentally and physically, I'm having major anxiety today. The worst I've had.
You can't make a point by screaming if you're screaming all the time. Do you get that? Do you get that?
No, no one does.
Yes, people do. It means if you're always complaining about anxiety.
No, I'm not always. I haven't had it in a while. I have it today.
You've had it enough that it's hard to constantly
I haven't had it in a while. Not at all. You know,
I bet if we went back and looked at these podcasts, I don't know how many we've done.
You would have to listen, not look at them. You mean listen to them, went back and listened to them?
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, see, I bet that at least a third of them, maybe more, you discuss your anxiety.
No way possible.
Okay.
I have it bad today. Too much going down at once.
Is there any correlation between wearing those thin tank tops and your anxiety?
No, I'm wearing a thin tank top because I had to go for a tattoo at 3 o'clock.
Okay, this is the other thing. What human after 50 decides to get their entire body tattooed?
I'm not getting in town. I'm just finishing right here.
I know, but it's so obsessive. Is it part of your obsessive compulsive?
No,
since I married you, you've taken on new traits, which most people don't. They don't take on such. You never played the lottery, ever.
I used to.
We went to a wedding one time when we first were married, and they gave everyone a scratch and win, and you wouldn't even scratch the scratch and win because you said, "I have an addiction." And
I quit gambling back then. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's like no matter where we go, no matter what we're doing, you have to stop and buy your lottery.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You can't, like, if we're late somewhere, you will still make time to buy your lottery. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't do a lot. I don't drink.
I'm saying these are traits. I've never said anything about your lottery.
Okay, do I sit
addiction?
And talk about when you drink? Okay, when you go, I'm not going to drink anymore. When you puke all over the car.
Stop.
No, don't tell me to stop. When you go and talk about me, when you say you puke all, I'm not saying you don't have a drinking problem, but.
But I've had like two glasses of wine since then.
No, you haven't. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, when did I have it?
What do you think? I don't keep track, but you drink. You drank within 3 days of, or 4 days.
No.
Yeah.
No, I swear to God. I swear to God, it's not true.
Okay. But you don't have a drinking problem, but I don't go, "Ooh, I told you you were going to drink again." You know, who knows? You might even smoke pot sometimes.
No, I never do. Stop.
When's the last time you smoked pot?
I don't know. Years and years ago.
Not even a hit?
No.
Not even a draw?
No, nothing.
At my birthday party? Were people smoking pot there?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you smell it?
I don't remember. I could barely stand up.
Okay, yeah, from drinking. So I do once in a while. I play lottery.
No, I'm not. Like, listen, I'm not saying don't do your dumb lottery.
Yeah, because if I win, then it's not dumb.
I'm sure you win without telling me. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying about the tattoo. It's just the obsessive nature of it.
It's
the obsessive nature of it. That's what's kind of irritating. It's like you're just. Always, these are the three things that you do. You leave the house to go play golf, play your lottery, and get tattoos.
No, I don't leave.
Yes.
I only get tattoos.
And go to the doctor, which was something that I knew about before we got married. So that one's not.
I only get tattoos when he's available. And then I take time off. Don't you point and make mean faces because, okay, I'm just finishing this one air. You don't want to say keep getting them. They look good.
I said that 80 tattoos ago.
No.
I didn't know it was going to go to this.
I was trying
to be supportive and nice.
It's not that many. It's just a sleeve.
Look, I don't care. Do what you want with your body.
I told you what I'm going to do.
I'm not really upset with that. I do find it fascinating that, like, your daughter asked me the other day if you were going through a midlife crisis.
No, she
And
didn't.
I was like, if this is midlife, like, he's not going to live that long. Okay.
Who said that?
Jessica.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was because you bought that shirt, that weird shirt that said New York Subway on it or something.
No, just a tank top to work out in.
I know, but you get them just a shade too small.
No, I got large. That was large. I didn't know I'm getting that many muscles. Look, all I want to do is lose 5 more pounds, a couple tattoos, and do comedy like an outdoor show without a shirt on. Like a rock star. Come out, you know, like ripped, like fucking rock stars. How rock stars could come out, they don't have to wear shirts. And I would love to do, you know, like a set, like come out.
Then you have to stop eating sugar completely.
I'm not that fat.
I'm not saying that, but if you're going to do stand up without a shirt on, especially if you're going to sit down.
I'm not going to sit down, not at a rock venue, not at a big outdoor concert. If you sit down, then you look fat no matter how skinny
you are.
No,
you've got to be skinnier. You've got to be sickly looking to stand in front of an audience without your shirt on doing stand-up.
You just got
to
be ripped.
Yeah, that's literally, Rich, you would.
It's 10 more pounds. That's it. 10 more pounds. If that. 7.
To have no shirt?
Yeah.
No, you got to go farther than that.
No way.
You got to go.
Already.
You got to go anorexic.
Listen, my Fitbit, I'm doing fucking over.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a picture of you today.
No.
Just walking around without when you don't notice.
No. How about I take one of you when you don't notice?
I already know I'm fat. I'm not asking to walk around. I'm not asking to go do stand up in a bikini.
Wait, first of all, you said I already know I'm fat. That, in other words, you're insinuating I'm fat.
No, that's why you said I'm going to take a picture of you when you
don't know.
To show how fat you are. That's
I didn't say to show how fat you are. I said I'll take a picture when you know when you're.
I'm not like. First of all, you can make it about me if you want to.
I'm not. If you want to, just having a conversation, going back and forth.
But you are. You're in your bucket list at 57. You want to go do stand up without a shirt on. I'm saying in order to do that.
Well, when I did. When
you
I,
have to not eat sugar. You took that as a total slam and an insult. And now you're chewing your gum. That's fine. Do what you want. It's your life.
First of all.
First of all, what? You
when I hosted Woodstock, I wore a tank top.
Yeah, well, that tank top is basically you being naked. It's gross.
You like
Why
this?
Do men wear that? It's so awful to see your nipples.
When I'm done getting my tattoo, I'm going to wear this to the carnival when I meet you guys there.
No.
I'm
no,
telling you.
No.
I'm gonna...
No.
What?
This is not who I married.
This is a carnival.
When I
it's
met you, you were wearing suits all the time on stage. You took pride in your appearance.
I don't dress nice on stage. I don't always wear...
You've taken to wearing sleeveless shirts.
I've never wore a sleeveless shirt on stage.
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you did the last time.
Never. Never. I wear t-shirts now. I'm just going
to... But we're just like around our neighborhood. You like...
It's in the day.
And all the ladies at the pool were making fun of your shoes that day. You were wearing loafers to the white loafers to the pool. And then you went and changed your shoes. You just put on a different pair of loafers.
Penny loafers. They're penny loafers. How could you go wrong with penny loafers? Penny loafers you could wear.
You think you're like, it's so weird. You think you're like all like hood and street and stuff. And then you're wearing penny loafers to the pool.
My mom bought them for me years ago. I still have them.
Don't try to like make us feel bad for making fun of your shoes because your mom bought them for you.
My sick mom bought them for me who... You know, I like to wear them.
So fucking put them in a box, keep them pristine. We'll take them out and look at them.
That's right.
You want to think about your mom, but you don't wear them to the pool.
Who doesn't wear loafers to the pool?
Like, we're Hillsborough power couple now. Okay?
What do you wear? I went out and bought sandals for the pool.
Good.
Okay, don't act like...
I'm just saying, look... You're a mixed
crisis.
Bag, man, you want like, you're like, I want to do a show shirtless. And then it's just, you're just weird. There's something going on with you. All the tattoos and the tank tops and the sleeveless shirts. It's like.
No, the tank tops because like I'm going to get a tattoo. Like, I'm going to get a tattoo.
Who is it in your mind that you think you're presenting?
I'm going.
And also this. Is a horrible look. Like,
what?
Put your arms down by your sides. No girl wants to see a guy walking around like a monkey.
Who's walking around like a monkey?
You do all the time. Your arms won't hang to your sides.
That's because my lats are big.
Then stop working out your lats. It's an awful look. No girl likes that.
I'm not trying to impress girls. What do you mean, my lats?
Oh.
Look. Yes. You know, do you know what lats are?
Well, obviously, it's whatever keeps your arms from hanging to your sides.
Well, obviously, you're not working. You're at fucking CrossFit. You know, you talk about midlife. You go to CrossFit like some cult high five. And
I do not high five. It's a fist bump.
It's even worse.
So what? I enjoy it. I'm not.
Well,
like,
I enjoy getting tattoos.
I didn't say stop getting tattoos. Could you at least argue the right point?
You said that I'm going through a thing.
You're going through a thing.
Then if you're going to, then you're going through a thing going to CrossFit. You're going through a thing. You would have never went to CrossFit 3 years ago.
No, but I've always worked out. I've always had intense workout schedules.
Yeah.
With periods of not.
Yeah, but now you're going through a thing because of your age and you're getting CrossFit. You're going to CrossFit. That's what you do.
It just seems more fun than jogging every day, the same workout every day.
Go lift. You don't never go to the gym that you joined.
I don't know how. First of all. Okay. I can't believe that I have to defend that I work out. But when I go to a gym and do some lifting, which I would never do the same amount that I do at CrossFit because I just wouldn't do it on my own. But also, there's 80 guys that'll come and tell you you're doing it wrong. That's why no girls like to lift at the gym because guys love to teach you how to do everything the right way.
Well,
and it's
then
like,
you learn how to do it and then...
No, because I don't know that guy. He's not an instructor. He's just some douchebag. It's coming over and trying to talk to you.
I've never seen that at any of the gyms we go to. Someone come talk to you and tell you you're doing it wrong. Yeah.
I've had it where I've had headphones in and I've been like...
Yeah, that was in California, not here. That was fucking 10 years ago, those stories. Has no. anybody ever came up to you?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And say you're doing it wrong?
Yes.
Who, me?
The Body Shop. And you do too. And yeah. It's annoying.
No, it's not annoying. I'm trying to show you the right way. So then now you do it the right way. If you're going to lift wrong, then it's not lifting. It's counterproductive. You know, that's all I'm saying. So let's move on. I'm getting one or two last tattoos and I'm done.
It's not the tattoos. It's the fact that you're getting the tattoos obsessively.
I get a good deal.
I know, but it's like a weird thing. Like most people are like, oh, I'm going to get a tattoo. They don't go, oh, I'm going to get a tattoo and then get 48 in a row.
You so exaggerate.
Well, how many did you get? A lot.
No, I got like, one, two,
you know what happened?
Three,
you went
four.
To that TV show, that like no, tattoo cover-up show. You never got one tattoo before that. Then you went to the cover-up. I mean, since we've met. Then we went to the, you did the cover-up show where they covered up your old tattoo, which I liked it before. I don't know why you had to cover that up, but.
Oh, it's stupid old tribal. It was horrible.
Yeah, but this is just like, it's like.
No, this is the one that's covered up.
Well, what's that one?
I covered up the Jewish star, never again, and all that other crap that was around it.
I like that.
I'm going to get it somewhere else. Better. It wasn't. Didn't look good.
Oh, so this is not the only thing you're getting?
No, I said right here and right here. Two places.
Oh, one of them is going to be the Jewish star?
Yeah, but done nicer.
Well, anyway, I thought it was fine before, but that's, you know, whatever.
A couple birds I threw in.
Okay. But you didn't get any tattoos. Then you went to the TV show. Then something clicked in your brain.
No, I found
something clicked. Yes, you were became, I don't know, obsessed or what was it? Was it because everyone saw that show?
No.
Well, stop picking your nails, please. Well, then what was it? What happened that
I hooked up with a new guy that gave me that was good.
That you started literally going like. Any free time you had, you were booking tattoo appointments.
This was over a year ago. I had a couple done in over a year.
A couple, Rich.
Okay, one, two, three.
Anyone who knows you.
Four, five, six, seven. Seven in a year. Big deal.
And how does it feel? Like, do you feel better?
No, I'm having anxiety.
So.
But that's the tattoos with the tattoos.
Didn't work.
No, I like them. I like them. And I can't wait till I lose 5 more pounds.
But it's like you buy a pair of shoes that you like, and then you go back and you buy 5 more, and you have shoes in your closet from 10 years ago that you haven't worn.
I showed you one pair of boots that I haven't worn from 9 years ago.
Okay, well, that's.
I don't want to get them messed up.
I don't feel like I misrepresented you on that statement.
Yeah, but I tell you one thing and you hold it in against.
I'm not holding it against you.
The reason I haven't used
you, you feel like when this makes me feel good, 10 will make me feel better.
No, listen to me.
So you start to.
No.
You're hoarding and you're hoarding tattoos.
I got three.
You're hoarding tattoos.
Three pairs of Timberlands and one I haven't worn because the other two aren't worn out yet. I have brown, gray, and black and. The brown and gray are still good, so why get the black fucked up? Once the brown and gray are done.
But you have other new shoes that you told me before, you're scared to wear them because you don't want to mess them up. Or you'll be like, I'll be using something I buy, and you'll be like, why are you wasting it? I'm not wasting it. I'm using it. That's why you buy things.
Yeah, but you got to use it at the right time in the right place. I do have some sneakers I got to start wearing. Those red PF Flyers. What? Why are you staring at me like I'm crazy?
You are crazy.
You have
some psychological disorders. I'm scared they're going to get worse. People sometimes go into psychosis later in life. They're little things that are, you know, quirky. They become sort of tragic later in life.
Why do you think you're a doctor?
Well, I went to med school for 27 years. I don't think I'm a doctor, see? But you're going to answer your phone. Why?
It's my daughter.
Well, you don't have to answer it. You don't have to answer it.
It might be important. Hello? What's up? We're doing a podcast. Why?
Doing it right now?
Yes, why? Where are you?
I'm at work, but I had a question. But
what's your question? Hurry up. What is it?
No, my friend wants you to reach something for his business.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Her friend what?
Retweet something. I don't know. He's selling, her friend's selling some other thing.
Oh, it wants you to retweet it to all your followers?
Yeah, the, some workout piece or something he invented. I don't know. I just don't know.
So you didn't even give her an answer? You just said, okay, goodbye.
I said, I'll call, talk to you later.
But what, does she think that you're going to do it or not?
I'll retweet. What's
well, then why didn't you just say, yes, I'll do it?
Because I wasn't, I didn't really get what she was saying. Hold on. Well, because you were rushing me.
Oh, my God. I wasn't rushing you. I said, don't answer it. Once you answered it, you were on your own. I didn't say one word. And you were rushing her. God, I can't.
I can't take you.
I can't take you. It's like.
Is this Ellen Voss? She answers it. First of all, don't answer the phone. This is Ellen. This is Ellen. Who called? What happened? What do you want retweeted? Yeah.
Can you put it on speaker at least?
Wait, hold on. Wait, say this again now.
My friend who has his, like, workout, he made this workout thing. It's like a version of a kettlebell that's called a rock bell, and he wants it to, like, make it big.
Did he patent it?
Yes.
What's it called?
The rock bell, R-O-K bell.
Where can people get it?
Rock bell, where can they get it?
Well, not yet. He needs to sell it.
Oh, my God. What we're talking about it on the podcast.
But what do you mean he needs to sell it?
I really don't know the status of his business. I'm sorry, but...
Well, I'll find it out before you
we'll
ask
find
us.
Out. How, what am I going to retweet? What am I going to retweet?
I told him to tweet something. And I'll be on Twitter now.
First of all, he emailed me and said, hey, I'm a student from... He didn't say I'm a friend of yours. Because I'm a student from North Carolina. I invented this thing. Da-da-da. And then...
Hungry.
Whatever.
Great product, apparently.
All right.
He's going on Shark Tank.
He's going on Shark Tank? When?
He tried out for it. And he hasn't heard back yet.
What's that?
He tried out for it already. He hasn't heard back.
Does he have a presentation?
Yeah.
Well, if he goes on Shark Tank, that'll be good.
He's with me. Good. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Raina, why is Ellen so whacked out?
Because she's crazy.
Now, last night you went bowling with Jessica?
Yeah.
Did they take out the bumpers when you go bowling? Yes, they did.
Yes.
Did you get any strikes?
No.
All right, scram.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Is Daddy weird?
Yes. Completely.
Bye. All right.
Okay.
I guess I'm having anxiety because I got to leave and go to California. And
I guys. Said today you're having anxiety because you have to go to California. You're like, no, I'm not. That's not what it is.
Well, that's part of it probably. And then
it is what it is. Every time you travel.
Not that far. When I travel far, I get anxiety. Oh, we got to make a video. We're working in Amsterdam. They want us to make a video to promote the shows or something and email it to them. I'm not going to answer this one.
What is it?
Hold on.
This is the worst podcast we've
ever
done.
No, it isn't. Hello? Hey, what's up? I'm doing a podcast.
Why can't you pause? Just pause.
I'll call you right back. This is not the worst podcast. This is one of the most informative podcasts.
Why? Because you're talking about you? So you're like, oh yeah, this is really fascinating for people.
We talked about you too.
How did we talk about me? You took, anytime I said anything to you, you just started like being mean and accusing me of like, you know.
When was I mean?
Because I'm getting old. I'm taking CrossFit or whatever.
I didn't say because you're getting old.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you don't want to say I'm having a midlife crisis and you go, if that is, and he doesn't some dead joke or something after it. Would you say?
No. Jessica said, is he going through a midlife crisis? Because you bought a shirt for an 11-year-old.
I didn't. I just bought a tank top. I
okay,
didn't know.
Yeah, but it was a tank top that...
Said LA it on was, it. What's the
big deal? But LAX, that's what it was. Yeah. And but the thing was is that it was, you bought it from the young boys department.
No, I didn't. I got
it. We looked at the tag.
No, I got it from
And then when
Marshall's.
You left, we were like, please don't wear it, please don't wear it. And then
I got it from
when
Marshall's.
You were like, I'm wearing it, you were so like a I don't know what, like sashayed out of the room. And then Jessica looked at me and said, is he going through a midlife crisis? I said, I don't think he's going to live till 114.
First of all, I bought it at Marshall's.
Which you might, but I doubt it.
I bought it at
Men
Marshall's.
Men with anxiety don't live that long.
I bought it at Marshall's, not from the young boy section. Why would I be in the young boy section?
I don't know. Making contact?
Oh, that's creepy. You're fucking creepy. Oh, I'm not horrible. You're creepy. That's a creepy thing to say.
I mean, I'm talking about men of age, but
why would they be in a young boy section?
I don't know.
Hey, fancy bumping into you here.
But can you imagine if like you didn't know you were in the young boy section buying clothes, but everyone, you know, at Marshall's, they're always like, oh, look, I heard him say, Rich Voss is here again. Like, I've walked by when staff has been talking.
No.
Yes. Yes. And you know that because some of them go and talk to you when you're at Marshall's. I think that's why you love going to Marshall's.
Oh, no, it's not why I love going to Marshall's. I just like going
to
Marshall's.
They just have a really good young men's section.
I love going to Marshall's. I've got more numbers in Marshall's than I have.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. No. I
don't get it.
More phone numbers at Marshall's. Ugh, forget it. You don't get me.
I do get you. You're playing the part of a, and I use air quotes here, closeted gay man.
So, let's move on. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
The thing is, Bonnie's doing the David Letterman show for the third time. Coming up. And what if you're like, they give it to you and you're like the last comic ever?
That would be cool.
That would be the fucking coolest thing.
Yeah. I don't know when his last day is.
Well, when, you know, but maybe the scheduling and you end up being the last comic.
Well, I'm glad that they.
Then you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh my God. Turn off your phone.
Oh wait, this has got to be important. Oh, hello? My
God. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what to do.
We're doing a podcast. Quit bothering me.
Oh, it's Ellen again.
Goodbye. God.
Bye.
I wish people would leave me alone.
But why did you pick it up? You knew it wasn't going to be important.
212, whenever 212 or 310.
It was the same number she just called.
No, she called me from her phone. That was her work phone.
Well, then how come you called back and she went, it's Ellen.
Yeah, because I called her work phone. But
yeah,
I don't
so
remember.
You knew the numbers.
I don't know the number. It's a 212 number. Whenever I get a 212
oh my
number.
God.
Whenever I get a 212 number.
But even still.
Or 310.
Like,
or
do you
818.
Think, like, people are like calling you up like, hey, we want to offer you $1 million in your own show. Only if you pick up right now. if he doesn't pick up, we're offering it to someone else.
That's how show business works.
No.
I've missed out. What if it was a club date and they go, oh, well, let's get.
Well, you're going to call them back in 10 minutes when we're done this podcast.
It only takes a minute to fall in love. Do you know who sings that song?
And it takes a lifetime to get out of it.
So you're doing Letterman?
Yes. And it's, but I haven't got the date yet, but supposedly at the end of August. And, but you know, I show them the set. First, you have a meeting. I had a meeting with them.
That's ridiculous because no one has meetings.
I know. I had a meeting.
Then no one does
weird.
That. They just brought you in because.
Well, because the guy who booked my last two Letterman sets doesn't work there anymore. So this is a new guy that I went in to meet.
But there's no reason. He should have just came seeing you in the club.
Then we talked about me putting together a Letterman set. I did it. They came, saw me do it. They loved the set. They were like, all the jokes were great. And
well,
then,
that's pretty self-centered.
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good set. And it was a set that I was really proud of and I loved. And then almost every joke from that set cannot be used. Because There's no curse words or anything. It's just they're very, very specific about what kind of jokes they wanted.
Yeah, they don't like age or rape references.
I didn't have any of those.
You didn't have a rape reference?
Well, they approved that joke at first because it doesn't, it's kind of
borderline rape.
Well, it's, yeah, you know, the word rape isn't ever used. It's, anyway, so then.
Well, actually,
I had to show them another set. They loved all the jokes from that set. Then they picked the jokes that they liked from that set. Then I had to go tape the set again for them and send it to them. So now I'm waiting to hear if that set has been officially approved.
You know, that's why I don't want to do those fucking shows. It's too fucking ridiculous. This, that. It's, get. Not saying there's anything wrong with people that like to do it. This is why I don't like to do it.
Well, because word you don't for, like doing the same joke. I mean, no, it's for this is like the thing that gets boring is that I've been doing the same jokes the same way, same words, like getting it very, very like polished for them, which gets kind of boring.
It's fucking ridiculous. They go and you would over never everything with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's not doing comedy. It's doing comedy, but it's not being.
It's just a different kind.
It's just too fucking.
For you, it is. You're not
that
kind of comic.
I said for me.
I'm just saying, though, that like this is why a Letterman set would be difficult for you because you don't like to stick to the exact same. You don't. You haven't written it out in terms of like, here's my setup. Here's my setup. Here's my. You do it slightly different every time.
Yeah, something might happen, and I have to go with the flow.
Right.
Like when I did Kim. When I did Keenan. Plan
well,
A
you know, if you're a good comic,
plan.
you know, you're ready for anything.
Well, they said, do this, do this, do this. And I did it on Keenan and it wasn't going well. So I said, fuck it. I'm doing, they're not the ones up here. And I went to plan B and then it started working.
Oh my
doing
God.
My plan.
I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? I'm fucking, the first couple of jokes aren't working as well as they should be. The ones they like. So
oops.
Time to go to the ones. And then they come up to me after, oh, we loved it. It was great. You know, they don't know. They're not out there. They're not out in the trenches. So I hope you get to do it as the last comic ever. And then right when you're done, give the middle fingers.
Mm-hmm. Like you that. Heard me. I'm going to just do a joke about the next host and really kiss his ass.
Who's your next host?
I don't remember who it is.
Oh, it's fucking Colbert.
Oh, yeah. Let's be like.
I don't think anybody. I mean, I like, don't get me wrong, I like him. But every late night show, why don't they get somebody fucking, I don't know.
Different.
Different.
I know. Like, that is the truth. Colbert will be great. But I think the guy who's replacing Ferguson, I don't know who he is. But it's like another white guy. It's like they're all, and he might be great too. I'm not saying that. But it's like, sometimes it's just like, first of all, I mean, they're all semi-ironic white guys, you know. I mean, Jimmy Fallon is less ironic, but
Kimmel's not ironic.
Sure he is. Yeah,
oh,
he is.
He's just weird. He didn't start off ironic.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does.
You know, get somebody. Let me give you guys someone good that you can get to be get
Who are you gonna book?
Get William Macy.
Why?
I just said that name.
But most people would say William H. Macy.
I know. I'm getting lazy in my old age.
I know. You always call it orange is black.
Yeah. What is it?
Orange is the new black.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. No, but who would be a good host? I mean, Rock would, but he wouldn't do it because he's too
busy. Might. I don't know.
Chappelle. Seinfeld would be a good. Nah. Ray Romano would be good.
Well, you're still just picking white guys.
Ray Romano.
I thought we were going a different direction.
Ray Romano isn't. He's Italian and ethnic white. Okay. I bet you Rogan would be good.
Yeah, Rogan would be good.
Jay Moore would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Jay Moore. Rogan would be good. Jay Moore. Who else? I mean, it was as comics. I mean,
Adam Carolla, Mark Maron.
No.
Doing people that have podcasts.
Oh, I'd be good as a side guy.
No, you wouldn't be good.
I would.
Because you'd make it about you, and it's not about you.
No, I wouldn't. I would ask them.
Okay. Well, you said before you were going to talk about me doing Letterman.
And I did.
And I said, but if you're going to, don't just let me talk about it for a minute and then whatever. I said, ask some questions about it. Did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't. You started talking about the fact that you wouldn't like doing it. You made it about you.
No.
That's how you would be on a talk show.
No.
Did you ask any follow-up questions?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember. Go ahead and tell me what...
How many auditions did you do?
No, you didn't ask that. I just shared that information on my own.
I said you shouldn't have...
It wasn't auditions, really, to be fair. They were showing the sets. So three times, I had to show them a set.
Oh. Were you happy with it?
I was really happy with the first set. And then the second set, I thought was good. And the third set, not as much, but...
Didn't your friend ask you to punch up her whole book?
Oh my God, why would you bring that up?
I'm just asking. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
She asked you to also.
Punch up her whole book?
Yeah.
No, she didn't. I didn't get the email.
Yeah, no, she didn't email you directly.
I like her. I would help her. But if I'm going to punch up a book, I might as well write my own. I was offered to write a book, but I'm not good at it.
You see, though, how quickly? No, you didn't. You started doing it genuinely, and then you caught yourself, and you're like, I'll make this funny.
No.
No, you can't do it. I bet you can't ask three questions in a row. Be genuinely interested in something. Go ahead, ask me about anything. Interview me for just 2 minutes about anything.
Well, I notice the tank top you're wearing is the one I bought yesterday and gave to you. Do you like that?
I do, thank you. I always enjoy wearing wife beaters around the house.
Well, you look at how does it look without your shirt on it? Take it off for a second. Let me see how you look.
No, thanks.
Well, just a wife beater.
No, thanks.
Because when I bought it, I knew I was going to give you one or two of them out of three, and I gave you two. So I gave you two wife beaters. Now, you're going to McGuire's in Long Island this weekend.
I wanted 2 minutes on one subject, but I noticed that last one about the wife beaters was not a question even. Couldn't even inflect up at the end of
it. I did. I said, do you like wearing it?
I said yes, and then you went on a diatribe about how you bought it. Now you knew you were going to give me two.
Now you went on the website at the hotel you're staying at this weekend. There's a pool, right?
Yes.
Is there a workout room?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Does it look good? Or
yes.
Or does it look like it's going to trick you? I know what hotel you're staying. I stayed at that hotel. It's right across the street from the club, almost. Somewhere in that area. And does it... And then you're going from there to the Hamptons, right?
Yes.
The Clintons are in the Hamptons. You know that?
Yes.
Are you going to try to run into them?
No.
He goes to bagel places. He likes bagels. So when you go to the Hamptons, you're leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving Tuesday. That's why I have anxiety, because I'm going to be gone from you guys for a while. Now you're going to go hang out with Lindsay in the Hamptons.
You're the worst. You're the worst. I can't even explain how bad you are. It's so terrible. You're just like, you're not asking anything of depth or intelligence at all. You're just, now you're going there. Yes. Now you're going to go there? Yes. You're going to look at that? Yes. I mean, it's...
You didn't tell me you wanted in-depth questions.
No, I'm giving you a chance you to audition for a late night
show.
You want to give... Right. You're right. If you were in that chair, you would certainly be giving a different flavor, which is horrible.
No.
Okay?
Do I do horrible when I host a radio show?
Yes, yes, you do. That's why people tune in, because it's a fucking horrible train wreck.
No.
Yes.
I get compliments all the time.
Well, you make up for a lot of, poor social skills because you're funny. Because you really are funny.
I'm not that funny on the radio show. I just carry it.
Rich,
I do.
You don't ask anybody anything interesting. You are incapable.
I don't when we get calls? I've asked a lot of interesting questions from our callers.
Can you stop scratching at your new tattoos that you claimed to not get?
I never once claimed I didn't get any new tattoos. So, this week when you work at McGuire's, who's your middle act?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you look into that and ask?
I didn't have time.
Who's going to watch Raina while you're on stage?
The iPad.
Because there's no dressing room at that club.
I'll figure it out.
How will you figure it out?
I'll just figure it out. Don't worry about
well,
me.
Well, I'm asking you questions and you're not giving answers. How can you ask somebody a question when they don't give a real answer? You don't even know who you're working with. Maybe if you looked up who you're working with, you could call them and say, hey, listen, I'll give you a couple extra bucks to watch my kid while I'm on stage. See what I mean? That's the kind of stuff I would do. So now, are you going to practice your Letterman set at McGuire's or are you just going to...
Yeah, I'll throw it in, I'm sure.
Crowd work?
Of course. My friend Martini thinks I'm really good at crowd work.
You are good at crowd work. You're great at
you.
It. Huh?
Dismissive, patronizing comments.
You're better than me. You're better than me at crowd work.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're more clever. You're quicker.
No.
You are. I mean, you don't. Your crowd work is instant, boom, quick, boom. My crowd work is turning it into a show, everything. And I do callbacks and stuff like that. But your crowd work is on a 1 to 10 scale, easily a 10.
You know what, like what happens sometimes? Like you can't follow it with material, the crowd work.
No.
If you start doing crowd work, they love it.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, my material... But yeah, go ahead. Some
people, oh my God, you are such... You cannot help but be a dick. Why?
You just asked me and I gave
no,
you
I didn't.
The answer. You said, you know how it is when you can't follow crowd
and then
work
you
material.
Said...
And I said, no, because my material is very strong, so I can't.
Yeah, but that's basically putting down my material.
No,
yes.
That's answering your question.
No, you have zero charm. You used to be charming, and now you're just a
how
horrible,
did you go
mean
from
person.
Charm? How did this turn into me? You asked me a question, I answered it. Well, you want me to agree and go, yeah, I can never follow it. Yeah, sometimes it's harder because you're killing that crowd work. Sometimes it's harder to follow.
I'm just having a normal discussion. I didn't know we were going to like constantly be patting ourselves on the back. And
you asked
I'm
me a
genius.
Question and I answered it. Have you lost your mind?
You know what you did. You know, you have to be smart enough to at least know what you just did right there.
Did you, you know what I think happened to you?
What?
At CrossFit yesterday, you did too much lifting. And it's screwing with your estrogen.
Oh my God. Just
go ahead.
Shut
what were you saying? What were you saying about following crowd?
No,
it is
now
tough.
It's not fun. I was going to do it like a little. No, it's not fun to talk to somebody who's like, well, I don't know. That doesn't happen to me. I'm kind of a genius on stage.
I never said it like that. That's how you took it. I didn't say it like that. I was saying.
No, my material is very strong. So that doesn't happen to me.
No, it does. But I, you know.
Do you see? You don't see what kind of dick you are, do you?
I'm not a dick.
You're just like what if you were having this conversation with Colin? You'd be completely putting yourself down because
no,
that's how you talk to Colin he'll like you.
No.
Me, you got me
I
for the
trashed,
rest of your life.
Who
so.
Trashed Colin yesterday on the fucking phone? Calling him fucking lonely Greta Garbo who doesn't leave his fucking house and calls us and, you know, whatever. I trash him all the time. You kidding me? Fucking smashed his fucking...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, nothing. You asked me a question, I answered. I'm sorry I didn't answer it the way you wanted to
no,
hear it.
No, that's not true. You know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
You look at I can tell by your smile.
I'm smiling because you're smiling. When you're
when
you're happy, I'm happy.
Oh, my God.
Don't you hear when people say, like I said last night, we're trying to get pregnant? I hate that.
I love it. But then, you know, I'm a better person. Anyway, so what were you saying?
So what were you saying about crowd work? When you can't follow, it is tough when you're killing up front with crowd work because then that fucking could be such killer stuff. Then you go into like, it's not the material; it's just a different tone.
It's less that you're when
your
you do crowd
level.
Work, you're the stakes are raised because the audience is like, oh, you know. Sometimes you can't get out of it. Sometimes they're just like the other night, I was doing crowd work, and I go to the guy in the audience. I'd been talking to him for a bit. And I go, what do you do for a living? He goes, well, nothing. I'm a little bit handicapped. I go, how are you handicapped? He goes, I'm slow. Like, how do you, right?
You just talk slower to him.
No, you
got to get out of that.
I said there was a lot of people in the audience that just didn't admit it. but it was fun. It was funny. I did great on it.
So you went all of that just to tell
no,
us
No, but I'm
joke.
Saying you there. I actually said first I looked into the audience. It sounds like a stupid story now because
you're
not
in
the audience, but the stakes are raised because the audience is like, how are you going to get out of this?
Well, but here's the problem.
And then there was a woman in the audience. I asked if she had a boy or a girl and she said, well, she was born a girl, but now is like a transgendered teen.
Okay.
So those are hard situations where that's why I'm saying that's why doing crowd work for the audience is more fun because the stakes are raised. It's like,
there was a guy in Buffalo. I thought it was a girl, and I looked at him. I go, "Are you a girl or a guy?"
Oh my god.
He said, "I'm transgender." And I go, "Well, you got titties, little titties." He goes, "Yeah, because I'm." I go, "But you're really small. Like, I mean, you're very good looking, but what guy is going to want to fool around with you? Because they, you know what I mean, with those little titties, they're going to feel like a child molester. You know what I mean? Like, because you got to do something. If you're going to have titties, they can't be real. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's
no. As someone who has an A cup." Herself. No, I don't know what you
mean. No, these were little titties. I mean, he was very good looking as a semi-girl.
But I love, though, that you did not for one second take into account that this might be a delicate subject.
No, here's what I'm trying to...
No, you're like...
Oh, well, with a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he was cracking up. They were having so much fun.
First of all, it's not a guy. It's a woman.
He's still a guy because his tits ain't big enough to be a woman yet.
Oh, really? Do you think that's where the gender lies in the tits? Because there's a guy out at our pool then that's all lady.
Here's what I'm trying to say to you. You're great at crowd work, and you're going to take this wrong. And you're great at crowd work. You are. But you don't know how to read people as well as I do. You just don't know how to... Like, I would have known that guy was slow from one sentence. Or just looking at
it. Yeah, it takes one to know one.
See, and that's your only problem. You do great crowd work, but you just got to learn how to read people and faces and expressions and, you know, who to go after. When, you know what I mean? Just a couple things. Like, you tell me what I need to learn all the time. And I take it in.
I know, but it's fascinating to me because I feel like you think you read the audience very well, but I really think it's the exact opposite.
You're
it doesn't
wrong.
Matter who
yes,
they are,
I'm
what they
hurt
do.
Hurt somebody's feelings.
People get mad and leave your show all the time.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I haven't had somebody leave in years. In a while.
Oh, so when I was opening for you, it happened all the time, but somehow now it doesn't happen at all.
Well, yeah,
people used to come
I
up to me after
down.
Shows and be like, "You were good, but he was awful. I hated him.
I used to be.
I hope you don't have to travel with him all the time." And I'd be like, "He's my husband." They'd be like, "What?"
Yeah, I was a lot
That's
meaner.
Crazy.
I was meaner then, but I've toned it down. That was 9, 8 years ago, and you mature and you tone it down, and I'm, you know. I had a reputation of being a little rough, and I don't like that. Look what Roy wrote. Norton Vice, you stole the show. Really? I really stole the show? Please.
Yeah, it was a good bit. Norton has a new show on vice.com. You should go look at it. I don't know what it's called. Maybe
I just put Google
Vice
Norton.
With Norton. And Rich has a Man on the Street bit with Sherrod Small.
Yeah, but I wasn't funny in it.
The look, who gives a shit? Own it. The bit itself, regardless of...
Yeah, but the funny stuff I did, they fucking edited it out. Were you there? You weren't there, were you?
I watched the thing. But listen, I was there for the whole taping of that show, and it was a great show.
Yeah, but we were on the street.
I know, but listen
to
me
right
now.
Oh, maybe what they showed from the stage. That was funny. I did some funny... Remember when it brought me, Attell, and...
Yes, but look... Regardless, it doesn't matter what you think you did. The audience doesn't know about that. They don't see that part. So they don't sit there and be like, "Oh, there was funnier stuff you could have done." They just enjoy what that piece is. And let me say, that piece was very, very funny. So I don't know why when people compliment, like, "This was great," you don't just go, "Oh, good."
Because when I did Comics Anonymous with Mike DiStefano, Bobby Kelly, and Jim Norton, there were certain bits. They called me and said, "What bit don't you want? What bits do you want?" I swear to God, I told them, "Do not put in the bit." I said...
Yes, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, I said to a kid, "Are you Make-A-Wish?" I said, "Take that out. Hands down, take it out, because parents have kids that are dying from that." And I just didn't want it in. And I told them to leave another bit in. They took the fucking bit out that I told them to leave in, and they kept that in. So they don't fucking listen. I don't know why they call me and ask me.
But that's not what you're in you're not in charge of that.
Yeah,
you're
well, yes, I am. If they ask me, what do I want in and what do I want out?
Okay, but why are you arguing this? We weren't even talking about that.
I'm just saying I don't like editing when you know you've done better
but
stuff.
But people liked it, so fine. You don't have to publicly be like, well, I mean, it's just weird that you
no,
can't
No, I like
just
the Norton. The Norton thing was fun. It was good.
Then why are you arguing? Oh, because you don't have any argument on the Norton thing? You had to go back 8 years to a different show to get mad about?
It 8 years ago.
6 years ago?
No, it was about five.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for, yeah, make sure. Let's look in the calendar just so we know for sure that this, my rant is accurate time-wise.
Well,
why would you bring it up then? That's my point.
I'm just saying I don't like editing unless we're on top of it. Just like the movie, you on top of it and it came out great. If you give that movie to somebody else, you think it would have came out as well as it came out the way you did it? No.
No, that was my vision.
Yeah. My vision is what I say on stage. And they fuck it up. They fuck up my vision.
Well, that's why when I do a special or something, I do exactly the amount of time. That way they can't edit it out.
Yeah, well.
You know, people go, you know, I think Patrice, when we did our HBO specials together, he did, you know, an hour and a half for I think they needed 28 minutes or something, you know. And then he's mad that they didn't use the bits that he wanted. Well, don't give him an hour and a half to choose from.
That's right. Talk about somebody that can't defend himself.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I was using him as an example because I remember him talking about this.
He didn't do that much time, did he?
I don't know. He did a lot of time, maybe an hour and 15. Yeah. And it's like, well, I mean, just do the bits that you want him to use. Then they can't do anything about it.
Well, he probably thought if he did that much time, they wouldn't, they instead of giving them a half, they would turn it into an hour special.
Well, you thought wrong. They're not going to do that because they've hired him for the half hour special.
Yeah, I get it. Well, anyhow, I think this went well. I think it went well. You're at McGuire's this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Did you find out what city, what town?
No.
You didn't look that up yet?
No.
That's good.
Ronkonkoma.
It's not in Ronkonkoma, is it?
It's behind the Applebee's.
Oh, in Long Island. So find whatever Applebee's the comedy club is behind. Is
well, they could just look up McGuire's. If you're in Long Island, look up McGuire's.
So, you know what? Who else could do that? You.
Okay, well, I didn't do it yet. Open it up. That hotel is right across the street from the club.
That's good. Tell the fans where you're staying.
You did already. No, you were the one who said it. You go, I stayed at that hotel before. It's right across the street from the club.
That's not the hotel you're at, though.
But I bet it's in the same town. Just look, just turn around.
Yeah. Carbonite.
Oh, my God.
I'm not looking it up. Bonnie's at McGuire's this weekend. I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Point Pleasant. Friday and Saturday, one show a night. Then next weekend, I'm at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego next week. We are not going to have a podcast next week. Are we?
Guess not.
Unless we do another one tomorrow morning before you leave.
I can't. I'm.
You're at wit's end?
I can't talk to you anymore.
You're at wit's end?
I'm at wit's end.
Now give the audience some information on the movie on iTunes.
You can pre-order the movie Women Aren't Funny, iTunes. It is, I mean, I'm sure when this podcast goes up, it's now available. We've gotten them to make it available in Canada, in England. I don't know where else. Denmark. I mean, other weird places.
Places where there's English-speaking.
English-speaking countries. They've made it available. Australia, I believe. So go ahead, pre-order your...
And when does it come out?
The movie, you can find it in comedy section, and it actually, you'll be able to watch it.
Rent it and download it when?
August 26th.
That's a Tuesday.
Possibly the same day I'm doing Letterman. Possibly.
Do you think so? Will you plug it on Letterman? Will that be your plug?
Yeah. That's why. That's the only reason I'm going through all this these hoops. For us.
Like a dog on Ed Sullivan. That was kind of funny. They used to jump through hoops, the dogs on Ed Sullivan.
Do you know how to end?
Do I know how to end? Yes, I do.
Goodbye. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.
What do you
it.
Want to call this one?
Midlife crisis.
No. Goodbye. Farewell. Hold on. I got to turn it off. How do I do that?
Oh, my God.
I got such anxiety.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.